ABC Radio Australia.
Grassroots rugby union in Australia often struggles to attract new players to the game, but one North Queensland club celebrating their 40th anniversary may have found an answer to that problem. In 2021, Moranbah Bulls Rugby Club failed to get a team onto the paddock due to a player shortage. And when they did finally field the team in 2022, they finished last in the Mackay Rugby Union competition. But now, in 2023, as they approach the halfway mark of the season, they're equal first on the ladder, thanks in no small measure to the participation of five new Fijian players who came to Australia to work under the Labour Mobility Scheme. Agnes Tupou has been speaking to team manager Matthew Haggett to find out more about the Moranbah story.
Coming out of COVID, we struggled to get enough players to field a team, so we skipped a year. There was about six players that travelled 100 kilometres to a neighbouring town to join their rugby team, Claremont. So that kept a little bit of rugby passion alive in Moranbah. And then last year, we re-entered the comp. We went across to the coastal competition of Mackay. Finished last. We only had two wins for the season. This year, we're progressing really well. We're one game away from the halfway mark. We're equal top of the table.
As yourself as a player, and then you say you're also the team manager?
Yeah, that's correct, Maggie.
To see where your stats were before to now, I suppose, doing quite well, what do you believe that is the reason as to why you guys have done so well now?
There's a lot of reasons. We've recruited really well on and off the field. We've got our back house in order, so things are going well. But certainly one of the key parts of the puzzle is we've managed to recruit five Fijian boys from a neighbouring abattoir, and they've joined our team this year.
Were they very open to you guys recruiting them onto the team?
Oh, they were. They certainly were. They've been very polite and respectful from day one. They just wanted to be involved. There was a little issue amongst the committee with fees. We need all our players to be insured before they play, so that it does happen. You know, they're covered for something. You know, when they turned up, they were coming here for work. The club paid for their initial sign-up fees, and they've been paying us back on a fortnightly plan, which has been great.
Were these young men already rugby players in their own right? And was this something that they would have thought of to do while they were here, while they were working?
Yeah, certainly. All the Fijians that have joined us have had some level of rugby experience in the past. It's varied. You know, two or three of them that have played, would fit right into maybe not super rugby clubs, certainly premier grade rugby teams in Brisbane or Sydney. I don't think they came here expecting to play rugby, but they were very happy when they found out about us and we found them. And yeah, they're fitting right in.
Have you guys become just like, I suppose, a new family for them?
Yeah, that's certainly part of the culture we've tried to embrace, and we welcome them in. You know, in the early days, they turned up and we've shared some kava after the game, and we're hoping for our next home game, because the problem that they've got is, even though they're in the Moranbah district, they're still 60 kilometres outside of Moranbah, so they've got a lot of travel before and after games and training.
For a round trip for even away matches, how do they handle that?
Well, they're very lucky. Their employer, when they knew they were bringing the Pacific Islanders to Sondela, they had the foresight to go out and purchase, I think it's a 15 or a 16-seater bus. They've got a couple of employees that are licensed to drive that bus. So that's how they come in, and some of the non-rugby players will either come in to watch training and games, definitely, or just go to town and do some shopping while they can. They've added the Fijian flair to our team, which is what we've been looking for. And the good news is that they're on a four-year visa scheme. So whilst we don't say no to any player, whether they're Fijian or Australian or from anywhere, you know, we'd like to build a club. And so it's very difficult when people come one year and go on the next. So the fact that, you know, they're here for a planned 4 years, that was really reassuring for us and something we can build around.
How has the response been from the community, though, Matthew?
Yeah, look, they're fitting in quite well. So sometimes they wouldn't be, you know, people wouldn't necessarily know that they're Moranbah Bulls rugby players. But even as recently on May Day, May Day's a very big day in Moranbah. The unions are very strong, and they have what they call miners' games, which involved tug of wars, and the Fijians entered a a tug-of-war team.
Moving forward, what are you guys looking forward to? Have there been big talks about how you're going to win?
Well, they're always planning on how we're going to win. The training sessions have certainly stepped up this year, and it seems like the more we do, the more we expect. So, and the Fijians are a good example of that because they do have to travel, you know, further than most of our players to get to training. Their attendance has been really high, which is good. So they're setting a standard that we're trying to step up to.
That was Matthew Huggett, team manager for the Moranbah Bulls Rugby Club, and he was talking to Agnes Topu.